It's been an especially brutal winter for Broadway. Box office receipts have plummeted with chillier than usual temperatures, the soft economy, and jitters about the possibility of war. Now, to make matters worse, there's the very real threat of a musician strike. From New York, Jeff London reports.
You've paid $100 for a fifth-row seat to a Broadway musical, and when the conductor steps into the orchestra pit, you expect to hear this. But if you go to a Broadway show next week, still having paid $100 for that fifth-row seat, what you might hear is this. That's a virtual orchestra, a computer hooked up to several synthesizers, and it's what producers are prepared to put in the orchestra pit of every Broadway musical next week if the musicians go on strike. On Sunday, the contract between Local 802, the Musicians Union, and the League of American Theaters and Producers expires, and both sides are mired in a bitter dispute over a provision in the current contract that guarantees the hiring of a minimum number of musicians for every Broadway theater. The union wants to protect these minimums. The producers want them abolished.
I think their position is untenable.
Barry Weisler is producer of the smash hit revival of Chicago, which features an onstage band.
If a composition requires 20 musicians and the union says you hire 25, that's a ludicrous position to be in. That would be akin to Actors Equity Association hearing that I was doing the Glass Menagerie and saying that we know Tennessee Williams wrote one gentleman caller into the script, but we think this year you should have three.
Until a decade ago, producers frequently hired walkers, musicians who were paid not to play, just to satisfy union minimums. But since then, there's been a clause that allows producers to petition the union to hire fewer than the required minimum. And in the last 10 years, Local 802's president Bill Moriarty says the union has been flexible, granting exemptions, and only one walker has been hired. Moriarty feels that orchestra minimums serve as a firewall to protect composers, musicians, and audiences from virtual music.
Without the minimums, we all feel that the temptation would be too great to the producers to cut maybe a portion of the orchestra or one by one by one by one an orchestra till you have just a very few people in the pit playing a lot of electronic sounds.
Charles Isherwood of Variety says that's already happening. As rock and pop-based shows like Rent and Moving Out with their small bands have become the norm, the traditional Broadway pit orchestra has increasingly become an anachronism. And Isherwood says heavy amplification has changed the way people listen to show music.
The truth is that it's hard to tell the difference between, you know, live musicians being electronically amplified and a tape recording. I don't think most audience members these days actually could tell the difference.
And the difference can be blurred even more by the virtual orchestra.
The thing that makes this negotiation different from the past is that they believe that technology has been developed that will allow them to run the shows without the live musician, should that prove either necessary or expedient.
But Jed Bernstein, president of the League of American Theaters and Producers, insists his group doesn't want to eliminate live music, just an onerous clause in the contract.
There are no minimums in London. There are no minimums in most major U.S. cities and in most other countries around the world. Yet all of them have live music and live musicians for Broadway-type entertainment. So this fear that somehow if there are no minimums, live music will vanish from Broadway is seriously misplaced.
The Musicians Union has called for a strike authorization vote on Saturday. Variety's Charles Isherwood says the balance of this dispute may be tipped by how Broadway's other craft unions respond.
I think what it will come down to is the solidarity of the other unions with the musicians, because, you know, if the actors decide that they don't want to cross picket lines, then Broadway is really going to be in trouble.
Both the union and the producers say they're working around the clock to come to an agreement before the deadline passes. But if they don't, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.